Well, Peter, the All County Leagues wrapped up last night. We'll just focus very quickly on Division 1, the champions there, Kilcare winning that one. Not a big surprise that they won it.
No, but you know, when you look at their overall season, their final game actually wasn't played because of the waterlogged pitch in Glenties, but it didn't really matter. But like of the 17 games they played, winning 16 of them and drawing the other, like that's a great record at senior level. And when you compare it with the champions in the other divisions, it just shows you how good they were in Division One this year. And you know, to go through the league undefeated is something special, especially in a competitive Division One.
Sean McCool's and Milford, of course, getting relegated. They'll be playing Division Two football next year.
That's right, yeah, that was decided last week. Both of them, well, I suppose McCool's went to the last weekend of action, but Milford had been around the bottom for a good while. It's difficult for a number of those teams that are down there. They're probably not as competitive in the top league as they should be, but they obviously want to stay there to develop their players as well. But they may not be long in Division 2. It'll be a very competitive Division 2 again next season with those two there.
Turning our attention to Division 2, and we knew our draw as champions were going to be promoted. Keely Beggs will be joining them next year.
Yeah, and it was a cliffhanger last night. It went to the last kick of the game, and Hugh McFadden became the Keely Beggs hero, getting a winning point in Termon. And as it turned out, with St Noel's winning in against Neve Columba and Glen, and Eirua defeating Ardra in Ballyshannon, if McFadden had not have got that point, and all three teams would have ended on level on points. Eirua would actually have gone up on the head-to-head between the three. McFadden's point is a very valuable one for Keely Beggs. And, they're probably a top-flight team. Missing Owen Vaughan Gallagher at the moment, but, just Hugh McFadden shows just how inspirational a leader he is. He scored most of their points last night as well, but after half time, I think he scored 3 points in the second half. But I think the winner was a special score and a special player to stand up and take that with almost the last kick of the game.
And going down the table, it's Four Masters and Buncrana who will be playing in Division 3 next year.
Yeah, both of those struggled badly this year. For Masters, this is the second year in a row that they've struggled. They only saved themselves on the last day of the season last year with a last-minute goal in Glenfinn, but this time around it just didn't happen for them. They have a very good underage structure in Donegal Town, a lot of good young underage teams coming through, and hopefully they'll be back to strength. But they've lost, they lost the Barry Monaghans, they've lost Carol Lacey, big players in the last number of years that are not playing, and it's very hard to replace those, and it's very hard to keep it going. And I suppose every club does have their period in the second division and sometimes in the third division. So both themselves and Buncrana are actually playing in the junior championship this year. They were got relegated from the intermediate, but they're going to be odds on favourites to win the junior championship, and I can see them being on an upward path again next year.
Turning our attention down to Division 3, it was the only division that wasn't decided, I suppose, going into the last round of games, but Downing's are champions.
Yeah, well, it was expected that they would when they had Burt at home. I suppose the big surprise in Division 3 is the fact that Burt fell away so badly. They led the division for most of the season, but they've lost their last four games. And in doing so, they don't even get promoted, because St Mary's of Convoy nipped in at the last minute. Both themselves and Mallon were in the running to get through. But last night with Downing's defeating Burt in Downing's, St Mary's have leapfrogged them. They're level with Mallon, but they have the head-to-head on Mallon, and they go up to Division 2 next year, which is a big lift for the Convoy club. I don't know when they were in Division 2 before, probably quite a while, but that just shows you the progress they're making.
And then down at the bottom of the table, it's Niamh Alton and Lower Rosses who are getting relegated.
Again, yes, it went down to the very last game. Niamh Cullum Kill saved themselves, and it's only on a head-to-head with Niamh Bolton. They drew their last game with Red Hughes, and Niamh Bolton, even though they defeated Niamh Ora at home and won well, their fate was sealed because Niamh Cullum Kill won their game in Duncan Daly and won both games against Niamh Bolton, so Niamh Cullum Kill are safe. And I suppose, you know, it was a difficult part of the season early on for Niamh Cullum Kill. They had to play a lot of games away from home, but I know a lot of people will have sympathy for them on that. So they stay in Division 3 and Niamh Bolton will go down. But I'm sure Niamh Bolton will not be that long in Division 4 because they're a pretty strong team. They were ravaged by injury this year, but they may have Alan Lyons back next year, and that would be a big help. They only had Daniel Gallagher back for the last couple of games. Those are two big players, and if they have them fully fit next year, I don't see them staying too long in Division 4.
And then in Division 4, Letterkenny Gaels losing only one game all season, winning 15 to claim the title and promotion with Mayville joining them.
Yeah, they were the farm team of Division 4 all along. And they've been knocking on the door of promotion for a number of years, and it's nice to see them going up. And Mayville have been there before, so you know there'll be no pushover in Division 3 either, a good side.
Now, I suppose the league's finished. We can nearly put it to the back of our minds as we're straight into the championship getting underway next weekend. Based off of last year, I suppose Gweedore are seen as favourites. But would you agree with that following the league campaigns?
Yeah, because I think you can't read too much into Gweedore's league campaign this year because their footballers were involved in club action up until the middle of February, and they did take a sort of a break, and I'd say they made a conscious decision that, you know, they couldn't put everything into the start of the league because the players needed a rest. You know, they had a great run in winning the Ulster club title, the first Donegal club to do it since 1975, and then, you know, given Cora Finn, the eventual All-Ireland Czech club champions, a good run for their money in the All-Ireland semi-final. It was new territory for them, and they were playing without Kieran Gillespie. He's back to fitness, whether he's back to full fitness or not, but he probably will play some part in the championship. So on the basis of, you know, of all known form, you know, it's no surprise that they would be favourites. I suppose Kilcar will be the other team. Last year they were without Patty McBerty and Ryan McHugh at the critical part of the championship. They're back. They're probably as strong now as they were a couple of years ago when they won the Dr. Maguire. A lot of people would say that they are the two front runners, and if they were to avoid each other, it would make a very, very good county final. But I'm sure the likes of St. Eunan's and Niamh Connell and Glenn Swilly and maybe a few more, there's probably a half a dozen that would be real challengers. But, you know, definitely Gweedore and Kilcar would be the big front runners at this stage on form anyway. It's up to the others, it's up to the likes of the St. Eunice's and Niamh Connell's to step forward. But, you know, we should have some very, very good games in the championship, and probably no better than the next Sunday evening in Maharigallen when St. Eunice's travel to play Gweedore. That's going to be a real cliffhanger.
You've pipped Buncrana maybe for the junior. In the intermediate, who's your tip for that?
The intermediate is very, very open. You'd look at the Division 2 championship this year, Division 2 of league, there was very little in it. There's a lot of teams. Irua were defeated finalists last year. You have Clohanealy. They're going to be there or thereabouts as well. Bort maybe... probably suffering a little bit, you know, after the after their league campaign, they seem to be down the dumps a little bit. But Clonealy, Irua probably be the front runners. But, you know, St. Noll's, Niamh Columba, there'll be a lot of teams that'll be fancying themselves. Fannet Gaels, you know, would fancy themselves as well. So it should be a good intermediate championship as well this year.